All right, we've been going through this article that Rav Shechter has in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav. He's describing Rav Soloveitchik's approach to halakhic rulings at this point. And he says that the Rav adopted the position he got from his Rebbeim to follow the approach of the Hasidic Ashkenaz. The Hasidic Ashkenaz was a movement in Europe in the 12th and 13th century, but as described by the Mishkanot Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Karliner, and he says that they would do, in other words, if there was chiluke shitot, if there were differences of opinions, they would try to act in conformity with all the opinions. That's the idea, all the conformity with all the opinions. So it's based on a pasuk in Kohelet. It says, ki rei Elokim yetzeit kulam. A person who is Yirei Elokim, a person who fears God, should fulfill all opinions. So the Medrash that says, it's Rabbi Abahu b'Kesari, refers to Rabbi Abahu b'Kesari, that Rabbi Abahu, there's different shitot how to do Tekiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You know, do you do Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah? Do you do Tekiah Truah Tekiah? Do you do Tekiah Shvarim Truah Tekiah? So Rabbi Abahu Hitkin, Rabbi Abahu b'Kesari, Rabbi Abahu established that we do all the different types of kolot. And so the Medrash praises that. So some examples, I'll go through some examples he has over here. One we did the other week, we said that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik would not get Aliyah when Tanis Esther was Muktam. When Tanis Esther comes out on a Thursday, in other words, if Purim's on a Sunday, so Tanis Esther's earlier. So the Zmachloket Rishonim is Tanis Esther on Thursday or Friday. So we do it. We generally observe Tanis Esther on Thursday, but not everybody agrees with that. So Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik would be makpid not to get Aliyah at Mincha on that Thursday because he's choshesh for all the shitot. And then he was also choshesh for the shita of the Rush. In other words, when do we say Talamatar? So we say Talamatar, like the Gemara says, for Bnei Babel, right? Bnei Babel, they begin asking Talamatar, Shishim Yom Achart Kufa Tishrei. Like, we begin asking Talamatar December 4th or 5th. And we go till Pesach. But the Rush has a tshuva. He says that every country has to ask according to their own needs, not that way. In other words, that's the way Babel does it. But according to the Rush, every country does it according to their own way. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik would ask Talamatar in Shema Kolenu. So in other words, in his bracha, he'd say, Betain bracha. And then in Shema Kolenu, he'd say, Betain Talamatar. And that way, he'd cover himself. No matter which way the halacha is, he's okay. And then he says also, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was Medaktek with Hosafos. Well, let's say you have Parshat or the Mechubarim. You have a double Parshat on Shabbos. Let's say this year we don't have it, but let's say it would be Chukat Balak would be together. So let's say I want to have Hosafot, which isn't so pashut. Many poskim hold it's best not to have any Hosafot, but let's say I do have Hosafot. So let's say instead of having 7 aliyahs, I want to have 10 aliyahs. So how do I divide the 10 aliyahs? So as Machloket poskim, do I divide the 10 aliyahs 5 and 5? In other words, so it's equal. Or do I take the 7 original aliyahs and I say the 3 in the first parsha, which is the way we have every Shabbos. 3 would be in the first parsha, 3 would be in the second parsha, and then Revi would bridge the 2 parshiot. So some hold, I'll keep that format and do the Hosafot in the second parsha, and some say you have to do it equally. But I can't, there's no way to do both. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik wouldn't have any Hosafot, wouldn't be a double parsha, because he wants to be Yotzei De Kulam. And then he says, the bracha Sha'asanisim, we've been through this on Hanukkah, says Machloket, is Sha'asanisim to be recited before you light the candle or after you light the candle? So the first night, there was no choice. So the Rav would light it, would say all the bracha before he lights the candle. But then on the second night, he would light, remember, he would say the bracha Lahadlik Ner before he would light the candle. And then before he would light the second candle, after he'd already lit the first candle, he'd make the bracha Sha'asanisim. And then, I'll just do a few more with this. By the bracha of Hallel, I've discussed a lot of these during the year at different occasions. By the bracha of Hallel, so according to the Rambam, if you answer Amen to a bracha and you don't have any specific kavanah, you're yotzei the bracha. So if I answer Amen to the Shlich Tzibur when he says Ashrei Shem Tzvitzvanu Likro to HaHalel, and I say Amen, I'm already Yotzei that bracha, and I can't recite my own bracha. So the Rav would be Mdaktek to say the bracha with everybody else. In other words, he wants to be Yotzei with it. And then he's got, he has also with the Kid Shofar, other things, but you get the main idea. The main idea is that the Rav would, that would be his approach to Halacha. He would try to bring himself in conformity with all the different Shitot. Maybe that's enough for tonight. I guess that'll cover us for tonight. And believe me, I'll discuss another occasion some other things. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts?